This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The man who led the Pentagon during the Vietnam War and oversaw the dramatic escalation of American troops and casualties there has died. Robert S. McNamara was a controversial figure who for many years refused to write his memoirs or talk about the war with which he was so closely identified. In the 1990s, that began to change. Here's Robert McNamara speaking in the Errol Morris documentary, The Fog of War.
We saw Vietnam as an element of the Cold War, not what they saw it as, a civil war. We were wrong.
Robert McNamara speaking in 2003. For more on his life, we've called Robert Dalek. He's a presidential historian, and he's in our Washington studio. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
What in your mind defines Robert McNamara and his tenure as Secretary of Defense?
Well, of course, it's the Vietnam War, because everything else that he did has been overshadowed in history by that disaster that we passed through. Of course, he was a brilliant man, came to the Kennedy administration from the Ford Motor Company, had established a reputation as a very effective executive there, and he was with John Kennedy during the Cuban Missile Crisis and was a right hand, so to speak. But all this was eclipsed by the Vietnam struggle, which, of course, exploded during the LBJ administration following Kennedy's assassination. And McNamara was an architect of the escalation of that conflict. And he saw by 1967, he saw this was a failing enterprise, that we weren't going to win there, and that we had approaching 500,000 troops, and yet we seemed stuck in a quagmire.
But even so, he was, what, not able to convince the president to do what he ultimately wanted done, right, which was to negotiate America's way out of that war.
Yeah, there's no question that by 1967, McNamara thought we were caught in a trap in Vietnam, and he told Johnson that he thought the war, in essence, was unwinnable, and it enraged Johnson because he didn't want somebody on his team, so to speak, who wouldn't continue to support the war effort to its fullest extent. And so McNamara decided that he should resign, that he couldn't bear the burden of this anymore. But he went quietly. He didn't go out with a pronouncement to the public that this is a failed enterprise and that I've got to get out and the president is making a mistake. There was nothing like that. He left
and,
quietly.
And that's something some who are against the war would have liked him to have done.
Oh, without question. When he published his memoirs in the mid-1990s, in which he addressed these many questions about Vietnam, he spoke privately to some people about his worry that he was going to be castigated for failing to speak out at the time. And he was. McNamara anguished over this the rest of his life. And I interviewed him for my second Lyndon Johnson volume on the Johnson presidency. And I asked him about Vietnam, of course, and he at first said he really didn't want to talk about it. But within a half an hour, he was speaking in very animated ways about Vietnam. He couldn't escape the subject. It just was something that was a shadow across the rest of his life.
Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Robert Dalek is a presidential historian. He joined us in our Washington studio and recapping the news. Former Secretary of Defense Robert S. McNamara died early today at his home in Washington. He was 93.